Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode on this Mission-Minded Monday. We are going to begin a series of looking at the biblical salvation accounts that we have in the times of the New Testament. And in this prayer this morning, we are thanking and praising God for the salvation account found in Acts chapter 2. In the establishment of the church there in Acts chapter 2, verses 36 through 42. Peter says towards the end of his sermon, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know, assuredly, that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Men and brethren, what shall we do?' Then Peter said to them, 'Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call.' And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, 'Be saved from this perverse generation.' Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers." What a wonderful example it is for us. And if we want to be the church of the Bible, we must do the things that they did to be the church of the New Testament as well. So would you pray with me at this time for the thanking God for the Bible's salvation account of those on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. Father in heaven, we thank you for the first century church. We thank you for the New Testament church's example, how they knew what their mission was and how they went and fulfilled it. And Father, we thank you for this example here in Acts chapter 2 of those who were added to the church, which is your kingdom, as it was established in the days of the apostles. Father, we thank you for their willingness to see what they had done wrong and to do whatever it was that you wanted them to do to make it right. We thank you for that open heart that they had, and for their willingness to examine the evidence and to make a change in their lives based on that evidence. And Father, we thank you for the words of Peter that led them to their belief in Jesus being the Christ and then obeying the gospel by being baptized into Christ in order to receive the forgiveness of their sins. We're so thankful for that example and for the simplistic nature of the gospel. And Father, we desire that everyone would look at these accounts, and this account specifically, with an open heart, that they would study your word without a bias, but seeking the truth of the matter and finding out what it is that they can do to be saved. And Father, we pray that everyone who would be studying this account would ask the right questions and seek the right answers, that they would go to you in prayer for wisdom to find the truth, and that once they have found the truth, that they would obey it, and that they would then seek to tell others about it, because it truly is the good news. And Father, we thank you for the gospel and its power to save, and we thank you for this example, and we pray for those who are lost. We pray that we would pray more, and that we would pray more for the lost. It's in Jesus' name and by his authority that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul has all found release. And oft escaped the test.